Hey Cloakers, it is Will. I've got some pretty exciting news for you today, which is about our Kickstarter campaign, which you might have seen if you've been on social media recently, but launching today is The Blood Plague, which is a D&D 5e adventure set in Penumbra, the world of Turncloaks, and featuring some of the characters from the Turncloak storyline itself. So you'll see wonderful artwork up there of course, our four main characters, and of course, the world of Penumbra as well. We put so much time, so much effort, so much love and hard work, not only into Turncloaks, but into this project as well. You guys will be able to play in the time of the Blood Plague, combating the mysterious creatures of Sinuan Strife, and of course getting involved in some of the bits that the party are up to as well, including Arkenbury and the murder of crows. So if you guys enjoy Turncloaks, you're going to be sure to love the Blood Plague. So check it out. If you play D&D, you can pick it up now on Kickstarter and help support our project together as a team and a crew. And we've got some pretty exciting news coming down the line as well for Penumbra and the world of Turncloaks. Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Turncloaks, the Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play podcast presented by Encounter Roleplay. My name is Will, I'll be your Dungeon Master for tonight, and I'm a D&D sex icon. Let's go round the cast and crew as we return once again to the world of Penumbra, and let's figure out who we are and who we are playing this fine day. Let's start with Joseph. How are you doing, Joseph?
Not too bad. Starting off another great session, so we will see how this goes. I'm playing Tamarin, the human ranger of the group.
Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. We also have Sydney with us today. How are you doing, Sydney?
I'm doing good. I feel like we've really learned a lot in these past few episodes, and we have a solid direction of where we're going, so I'm excited to get on that. I'm playing Ari. She is a half-elf rogue.
Excellent stuff. We also have Josh back with us today. How are you doing, Josh?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's always fun when you find out loads of terrible, terrible secrets, as you guys did last episode, same as us. So it's going to be an absolute blast learning that we are probably making everything worse just by existing, and that's what you want from this.
It's very much how I feel.
I will be playing Luna, who's sort of mixed up in all this, made some horrible revelations last time, so we'll see how we go.
Yeah, and last but not least, we have Tool School with us today. How are you doing, Tool School?
Hey, how you doing? I am excited to be here. It was a bit of a awakening, I think, for everyone last episode, and I'm looking forward to seeing what in the world this could all lead to. I am playing Alistair. He is our wood elf cleric, who in this low magic world is a plague doctor, trying to figure out this disease and everything else that's going on.
Yeah. Well, last week we had episode 13. It was pretty eventful. So let's talk about what happened last time and remind ourselves real quick. With Tool School, here's to the recap today.
So we had finished up our battle with this sort of assault on Arkenberry, and after killing everyone's favorite person, Sir Raiden, we then talked with Sir Renfred and confronted him about some of the things that Sir Richard had told us about him. And he revealed quite a bit to us, namely that his family and his daughter had been captured in the taking of Kirchwald, and his daughter most likely suffered a horrible fate under Baron Jering's care. We pledged ourselves again to Sir Renfred, and then basically started comparing notes of all the different things that we had gathered and information that we had, and sort of began bringing puzzle pieces together. Not sure if we've got the right picture or if all the pieces are fitting together the way that they should, but we are certainly intrigued about the plots and machinations and schemes that appear to be unraveling around us. So,
Well, yeah, for you guys wouldn't have heard this, but there's about 20 minutes of plotting and planning and theorizing that I wasn't privy to. So the players have plenty of theories about what's going on as well before we even get into today's show. But yeah, let's pick up from about where we left off. You guys were having a conversation outside of Arkenbury Cathedral. You'd spoken to Sir Renfrid, and you have a plan to enter into the capital of Ostwald and, using the tunnel systems, meet with a man named Donovar, who owns a butcher's shop, get inside the city and see what's going on at this funeral, because, well, you've got a fair idea about what might be going on around there. So let's pick up just from where we left off. You guys were having a conversation and had come to some pretty stark realizations. The time is the afternoon as well.
If that indeed is their plan, to, in one fell swoop, solve succession, I don't know whether it's for the worst or for the best. It would end the war, but could unintentionally infect the entire country with the plague. Not sure what there'll be left for them to rule over.
This doesn't seem like it was thought through.
Well, or it was thought through very well. If they have some way of controlling those, if they turn this land into being completely inhabited by these hounds, these skinless warriors that we've encountered, it would be hell on earth.
What worries me most is, whatever they are, they don't seem to suffer from the plague. Which means that whoever it is isn't looking to cure the plague. They're looking to live amongst it. The only living people who can survive, I'm not even sure they are living. So what does that mean we're up against?
More than we know. And I don't think we have much time. I have a horrible concern. And I look to Luna. They lost their gateway. And they were heading north. And when we were confronted by them, they knew you had a daughter and where she was, which is north of here.
Luna just suddenly looks incredibly worried, and we need to make sure that I need to make sure she's safe. That
I'm concerned. Renfrid brought his forces to help us here. There's only a small force remaining at Kirchwald. Those hounds, you know better than we, Luna. Are they strong enough? Do they have the power to retake Kirchwald from Lorena and the rest of the Skulkers?
We did. Maybe not from the most impressive of guard forces, but we took them from superior forces. I have to go back, and I need to see my daughter. Even if it means I have to bring her with me.
If it puts your mind at ease, my father was most likely a gateway too, and as far as I know, I'm not. So they wouldn't need her for that, at least not right now. The only use she could be is to lure you there, and she can't do that if she's...
They said they would never hurt her.
Do you understand?
You heard that from them. They said they would never hurt her.
They said they wouldn't hurt me, but they were still trying to take my eyes. I don't think they quite understand what they mean by hurt. Even if I have to travel away from you, even if I meet you in the capital, but I have to see my daughter.
Well, our path leads to Kirchwald as well. The tunnels I believe so, Renfred said, lead from Kirchwald into Ostwald.
Very well. Then I suggest that we head there and maybe see if there is a way that I can hide her within the city itself. If they're looking for her, the capital might not be the smartest place to hide her, but at the same time, it's going to be difficult for them to search the capital for her. They're not exactly inconspicuous.
I fear that when we arrive at the capital, the hounds may not be the most peculiar thing we find there. The only way we'll know is to leave.
So we should leave.
Which we need to do soon. Time is not on our side.
I'd like to at least check in with the crows for at least just a moment. If there's any help that they can give us, any weakness that these hounds might have, it could be the difference in our lives and death.
I think that would be the best plan.
Okay, Alistair, so you can head inside the cathedral. You will see the crows skulking in the shadows around here. Some of them will be out healing, helping some of the wounded still, but the most talkative, the red-beaked crow, will find you.
I bow. I believe we are off to potentially face these hounds again. Do you know what they are? Do you know if there's some way to counter them? Do they have a weakness? Are they even alive?
Not truly alive, no. A semblance, a mockery of life is what they are. As for weaknesses, I believe a sword will cut through them as good as any other man. But whether or not they can ever truly be stopped, that much I am not too sure about whilst the plague still lives. They grow in power when the plague does as well. That means that they will never stop.
Have you heard of anything other than the rumors that somehow our ministrations fuel the plague or fuel these hounds? He's concerned, hoping that what he heard from Luna can't possibly be true.
He says, all magic is born of shadow. If it's true that the plague is being fueled by magic, then I suppose that's correct. But how are we to fight it, if not with magic too?
That was my thought as well. I fear that Luna's daughter is in danger and potentially could be a part of this plot. We must leave quickly. Is there any aid that you can lend us before we go on our way?
He looks behind him, disappears into the shadows, and brings out the scythe that one of the crows was wielding before and places it in your hands. This should help you.
I thank you.
A blade that cuts sharper than any other, not made of any metal from this world.
It is a incredible gift. Are you sure you can part with it? Will we be leaving Arkenberry defenseless if I take this with me? Not to look a gift like this and not be grateful, but I think this could be our final stronghold before all is said and done.
The Elder Ways will protect us here. We should be safe as long as you return.
Very well, then. I thank you.
He bows deeply and returns to the shadows.
Wow. So what is this? Do I know yet?
You don't know yet.
Okay.
Training montage.
I return and find the party. Maybe they can find horses while I was gone or something.
Yeah, so Richard will help you have horses. He is something of a, I guess the master of the horses around here, and he will make sure that you guys are given fresh horses to take you back
to Kirchwald.
Just as a note, Alistair has wrapped up and packed back up the shield and the longsword, keeping it well hidden on his person, either in his pack or underneath of his robes. So he now just has the scythe. I'm not going to be able to say that word. The scythe and the short sword at the ready. The others are unequipped at this time.
Okay. So I'm assuming the rest of you guys are mounting up and getting ready to head back.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Sir Renfred will be there as you leave and says, travel with haste, my friends. Best of luck when you reach the capital.
We thank you. I hope that your army finds some reprieve here. There's one victory.
He nods and says, and remember, do not underestimate the girl, Medesson. If you find her, then use her as best you can for information. That is what will keep you alive in that city. Now, be gone. And he will, like, you know, slap a horse on the rump to make it whinny and kind of head off. So, it's a several day travel back to Kirchwald on fresh horses. You guys will travel faster. These horses have had time to rest, and Richard has been looking after them whilst they've been in the downtime at Arkenbury Cathedral. And so we're going to gloss over the travel back because it's not particularly interesting, but you guys will head through the wet woods of Arkenbury once again, down the same path, avoiding any bands of roving knights that may be in the area. However, it seems like Sir Wenzin's presence here has been faltered by the siege of Arkenbury, as it's becoming known as. And as you travel through villages, Alistair is certainly getting a few heads turned looking at him. That beaked mask is definitely distinctive, as are the rest of you guys as well. It seems like people locally around Arkenbury have seen the beacon being lit and are associating the story of the siege of Arkenbury with your faces and names as well. Even though they probably don't necessarily know a lot of your guys' names, they kind of recognize what you guys represent as basically freedom fighters against the knights who have been pillaging and ravaging their villages. So as you go through, you're given fresh supplies, your horses are allowed to be watered and fed free of charge, and the peasants give what little they have to you. As you return to Kirchwald after a few days, you guys will mount a hill, crest a hill, to see it, and you see smoke rising out of the estate. You do not see guards on the walls. You see where some of the walls have been toppled and broken, and Sir Renfred's flags no longer fly over Kirchwald.
Have they been replaced by anything?
You do not see anyone walking the walls.
And there's no banners.
No banners fly.
It is as I feared. Still, I think we must investigate, but should go quietly and sneakily. Tamrin, you are the best of us in the forest. Do you think you can find your way back to the clearing where the tunnel leads in case there is someone watching our approach?
I could certainly try. And Tam dismounts the horse and goes off in search of this tunnel.
Yeah, you'll quickly be able to track it and find it based on your previous expeditions to it. You'll find the tunnel. It's dark. There aren't torches lit down here anymore. It looks like they've burned out. And you will head through until you reach that same cellar area that you were in before when you were assaulting the manor for the first time. As you creak it open, you can roll me a stealth check, Tam, as you once again enter the halls of Kirchwald.
Would Luna be able to go with him? Because I really don't think Luna would hang back here.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking all of us would sort of go in through the tunnel.
Go at the same time?
Yeah.
I mean, unless anyone has any other... I mean, that was sort of my thought, is instead of...
Sure thing, yeah.
Going across...
Oh, so it'd be appreciated.
Yeah.
And Luna is going to sort of... He remains incredibly quiet and seems to sort of seethe with anger as he very calmly sort of follows Tam, doesn't do, like follows in his footsteps entirely, mimicking him as best he can to, you know, Tam does this the best. But as he does, it grows dark around the group of them. And this ought to be interesting, as for the first time ever, he allows himself to... His anger gets the best of him, and power very subtly seeps from him, as I am going to use a key point to cast Pass Without Trace, and the shadow of which all magic comes from seeps from Luna's robes and muffles our progress. As everyone gets a plus 10 to stealth checks.
Nice.
Everybody roll me a stealth check. She seemed to blend into the darkness.
So that gives me a 19.
Wow.
To 25 for Alistair. That's with a disadvantage, too.
19.
A 32.
All right. So you guys do indeed pass without a trace. You head through the tunnels, and as a group, after Tam has scouted out, reappear in the cellar. You open the trapdoor and have a look around, and the halls are empty and quiet.
Tam draws his short sword and steps out of the trapdoor, just looking around, listening very intently, and just moves forward toward the Great Hall.
Alistair follows.
So does Luna.
Me too.
You enter into the Great Hall, and you see the eviscerated corpse of one of your former guardsmen, a man that you trained with before. You didn't know him by name. His corpse has been, as I mentioned, eviscerated, torn out from itself, and he has been left there gurgling on the floor to die. His sword's at his side. Looks like he was probably running away at the time.
This is a question I need to actually ask in character. He looks very slowly to Alistair. How long has that man been dead?
Yeah, can I do a medicine check to see?
By all means.
Alistair is a bit shaken by this. I rolled an 8.
Anywhere within 24 to 72 hours.
So while we were detained and saving Arkenberry, we have lost Kirchwald. They've been dead for certainly a day, perhaps as many as 3.
I was just going to mention, as you explore the rest of the castle, you'll find some other dead bodies as well in a similar state.
Anyone we recognize?
You come across a lot of the guardsmen and women of the stalkers, but you do not see Captain Lorena anywhere. And you do not see the corpse of Lucia. Of note, when you explore the room where the 4 girls were kept, they are not there either. There is no trace of them. As you descend into the basement, there is no body of Baron Gering.
Is there any blood around? Does it look like he struggled? Was there a fight down here? Anything at all to say that maybe he...
No signs of a fight in the basement.
So it appears that Lorena must be alive, which is almost more worrying.
I would love to think that she escaped with the girls and Lucia, but I'm afraid that she probably would have stayed to fight, and they've taken her. All of them. Well, the only path we have is to Ostwald, I guess. Perhaps, unfortunately or fortunately, it would seem as though that might be where they would have taken them. He sort of trails off.
I know, obviously, it wasn't what we were looking for at the time, but casting our mind back, when we went to the exit, was there any trace, like, anything we saw that was out of place, the way we came in, the tunnel entrance?
does not appear as though they would have entered through the tunnels. Looking around the main walls, you see that the walls of Kirchwald have been... some of them have been broken in. This would have required siege equipment.
Yeah, no, what I'm thinking to myself is, there was nothing that was out of place, as if maybe Lorena and might have sort of escaped with a few... Because if it's a siege, they would have seen it coming. So hopefully some of them got out, but there wasn't anything.
Too hard to say. I mean, there are footprints that run through this tunnel, but it would have been a regular place that the troops would have gone anyway. So,
can we look around to see if we can find the entrance to the tunnels that lead to Ostwald? I mean, I know there's not going to be like a sign, but...
Yeah, I mean, they're all fairly well connected down here. So you can find the tunnels. Sir Renfrew would have given you directions towards them. So yeah, another hatch leads down into another set of tunnels that leads towards the capital city.
Are we sure that this town is now deserted and they're not here?
What's there left to stay for? The walls are breached. Everyone's dead.
No, they're not.
Of course not. Of course not. Alistair corrects himself, realizing.
I mean, I guess maybe the only thing that they could be staying for is us.
But they didn't stay for us.
I'll return.
Which means they have something that they came for.
Right. Then we should keep moving.
Luna just begins to walk ahead, not staying to talk at all. Looking for the passageway that leads into the capital.
Are there any supplies to be had just to replenish before we head in?
Yeah, you guys could roll me a perception check. One last scout around the castle.
I rolled a 5.
not a whole deal from Alistair.
16.
Oh, that's pretty good. Tam, you'll find some supplies. You can grab some food, you know, if you needed a new sword or a short sword and some arrows and the like. You can find that on a 19. Or you'll take a look around the kind of rubble. You'll see this. Well, the rubble's been blasted apart. It was not from a rock hitting it as per a siege trebuchet or something like that. It's got like blasted, like a powder comes away from it. This kind of black powder will come off from the rock. It's definitely been charred and burnt by something. And you will also find a set of footprints that were wearing no shoes that were here. A human size and adult in size as well, not a child's footprints.
So, I guess Ari was looting through things and put her hand on something and pulled it back, and it was covered in this weird powder. And she'll look and start to follow the footprints unless they end very soon.
They lead, they're through the courtyard, but they do not lead once you get to the steps and the actual, like, cobbled stone of the... Of Kirchwald itself, you'll lose the footprints because there's nothing for the footprints to be indented in. But someone else has been here, and fairly recently as well.
Okay. Ari will call back and say, I think I found something. I'm not really sure what it leads to or what it indicates exactly, but somebody else was here. And she holds up her hand and she says, and this was not a normal siege. And, like, she, like, blows on her hand and the powder kind of goes off. Something about the way this place was destroyed was different. This was burnt or charged or something. It wasn't just hit. And someone else knows that as well. Look. And she gestures to the footprints.
Tam sees them and he... is immediately intrigued by them. He tries to see if he can track them back through where they came.
They came through the wall from outside.
Right. Interesting. Okay. We'll finish. and see if there's anything else we can find here, and then follow them after we wrap up here, and see if there's anything that I can try and track them back further.
Okay, roll me a survival check.
I do get advantage on that because humanoid is my favorite enemy. 16.
16. So the tracks lead off, but the general direction that they have come from is the south.
Luna, you were with them, with the hounds, far longer than we. Can you tell me, did they wear shoes?
Someone who doesn't wear shoes, that speaks urchin, poor man, wild man. Someone who... He pauses for a moment, and the only other people I've ever known who don't wear shoes are... And he looks down at sort of his feet. He doesn't wear shoes. People from my order don't generally.
I mean, it could also be someone who just didn't want to make noise. I'm not sure that this is the biggest indicator of who it is. I think we have more information figuring out this odd powder.
You said a powder? Like, I know, certainly seen. And he gestures to Alistair and says, you have powder that burns. Could it be weaponized in such an extent that it could do damage of this scale to solid stone and structures?
It would take time, but yes, I suppose it could.
So would
to weaponize such a thing would be a terrible weapon indeed.
Well, whoever this is has been planning this for an awful long time. So, what form would that take? I've seen, and he gestures to sort of like the various pouches and stuff. That's something you can seal upon yourself. No larger than a coin purse. A siege weapon, that's something that people will see coming. That has to be drawn by cattle or horses or something, but something you could carry so small that could do so much damage. You could bring a siege in seconds. Look, we need to go. I can't waste any more time here.
I agree. This is a mystery that will have to be solved later.
You head down these tunnels, and it's pretty easy going. It is just one central tunnel, which goes on for miles upon miles. And again, this is going to take you several days of heading through here. It's underground, so it's actually probably faster than traveling through thick forests. The group of you will head through pretty much in darkness. I mean, you guys can probably light torches. Some of you have dark vision. But head through in gloom, nonetheless. Several days of pretty silent travel. You'll occasionally hear the sound of horses, like bands of horses, thundering above you, which kind of shakes the earth above and sends dirt down onto your heads. And after a few days, you see a hatch leading upwards once again, the sign that your journey is at an end.
Very carefully, Luna will head up, but there's no ceremony about it, isn't it? He just heads over to it, and as quietly as he can, he will try and open the hatch, only pausing briefly to listen.
The smell of meat wafts down towards you. You look up and you see a swinging carcass of a pig above.
He looks up and actually sort of, despite himself, his stomach growls as he has lived food's been okay, but meat is a rarity, and the capital is quite luxurious, and he will just very carefully try and sneak into the room, pulling himself up, gesturing for people to wait as
It's cold back here. You're in the back room of a butcher's shop, and there's just hanging carcasses of animals everywhere. There's a door which leads through to presumably the shop area.
He closes his eyes for a moment and tries to banish the memories of other carcasses with no skin that moved eerily and wielded glaives, and steals himself to push through, trying not to touch any of them to see what sort of time. I guess we've lost all track of time, and but
Yeah, it's been very difficult to track time. You're pretty sure it's morning time as you look out through the glass door to the outdoor shop, and you see a pretty hulking large man who is cutting meat right now and giving it to a few customers who walk out. There is a very large bulldog in the corner who's sitting down with a bowl of meat and a bowl of water as well, and this large hulking man goes over and hands it the scraps for it. He kind of wipes his hands and goes back to the counter.
Luna is going to he's going to take a sort of a stick, his stick, and he's going to just push one of these carcasses back so it's like away from the wall, and then let it swing into the wall, hopefully making a sound, and then he's going to step back into the shadow and hide, and hopefully draw this man into the back room.
Okay. Roll me a stealth check.
Oh god, an 8. We do no longer have the...
The big man kind of comes through. He's got this kind of like mutton chops facial hair, and he will kind of like slam open the door and take a look around, and looks towards the dog as though the dog might have been responsible for the noise, and then looks at Luna, who's like hiding, trying to hide behind one of these carcasses, and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing back here, mate? Get out of here! You vagrant! Come on!"
Sort of,
out.
Uses a stick to steady himself and sort of steps carefully and gingerly round the edge and just says, "We are here, sent from a friend."
"Really? Is that so? Who's your friend?"
"We're from Kirchwald."
His eyes, eyebrows kind of raise. "Kirchwald? Now that's that's a name I haven't heard in a little while."
"From what I understand, you don't have much communication with your benefactor."
"Yeah, I like to keep it that way. You said we."
"Yeah."
He looks towards the kind of covered up trapdoor. "How many more of there are you?"
"Not enough to cause trouble, I promise. You..."
"Yeah, well, you best come with me then, mate."
"Haven't spoken to anyone from Kirchwell for quite some time. We're the first you've seen."
"That's right. It's been a good time since I've had the pleasure of dealing with Renfred." "Why don't the rest of you come up?"
I assume we sort of heard some of this, so...
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty loud man, is Donovan.
I'll go up. I don't know who wants to go first or if order matters, but...
Or you can pop it open and climb up.
Yeah, he'll appraise the group of you. "Four of you, okay. Well, I best think we go upstairs to have a little conversation. I'll close up shop." And he goes busts through the kind of front door and puts a closed sign up. And he says, "Come on, Daisy." And the bulldog, Daisy, will kind of waddle along up the staircase with him. It kind of Daisy will kind of jump from step to step as she goes. She's quite a big bulldog. And Donovan will say, "After you, I've got a safe place we can talk upstairs."
"We appreciate your discretion, Donovan."
"Oh, you know my name, shit, okay." Well, that saves me needing to come up with one. Come on in. He will lead you guys upstairs to a room. It's a nice room. It's most likely Donovan's bedroom. He's got a bed up here. He has a desk, a closet, and a whole lot of meat on plates around here that he kind of like hastily will like tidy up. Oh, it's usually much tidier than this, and like throws a bunch of blankets over his messy room. Daisy hops onto the bed with a quite mighty leap for a dog of her size, and immediately begins snoring on the bed. He said, so he kind of like crosses his big hairy arms and says, "So, Renfred sent you. What is it that you need?"
"Information, certainly. We have been quite literally underground for almost a week. How is the mood in the capital and generally, and then more specifically, we are interested in one Madsen Ryden. Whatever you might be able to tell us about her."
He nods, furrows his bushy monobrow, and says, "Well, the mood in the capital is not exactly fucking brilliant, you know. Sir Wenton's men control with force. They've been cracking down on some minor revolutions in the city with fire and sword. That being said, though, a fair few of his knights don't seem all that happy with what's going on either. So, tensions are high, especially in the poor districts. They're getting it worse. And, rumour is it that there's a band who are scraping together some kind of revolution. But they get hung most afternoons in the city square. A lot of them are, public executions are a big part of what keeps the people happy these days, you know. A lot of the 100 are in the city. Funeral is at the end of this week, so they've all been drawn in like carrion crows, yeah? But it's not just them here either. The nobles on the west side are not a big fan of the knights either. A lot of gang violence as well, especially in the Barksdale area. And he like spit on the floor and say, they control a lot of the arms that come in and out of the city illegally. Pretty sure it's the dwarves who are arming them.
Must be difficult. I mean, having executions almost every day, the courtrooms must be full with people being tried.
Courtrooms? Not so much. They're pretty quick on that. Yeah, in and out, from what I've heard. It's not much of a trial, so much as a execution warrant being handed out.
Has there been anyone of note that has been executed?
He shrugs his shoulders. They may well have been note to those in on the revolution, but folks like me, we keep ourselves to ourselves. Mostly the nobles have managed to pay off Wenton, I'm pretty sure. They keep well away.
And what of Madsen? Her movements, is she in the city?
Yeah, he kind of squints and looks upwards trying to remember. The young Ryden girl, yeah, she's in the city. They've got an estate on the west side, I'm pretty sure. But, I mean, I can't say I keep up with all the movements of, young girls around the city.
Surely you've heard of the death of her uncle.
He shrugs. Everyone's dying these days.
And you?
So news of Arkenberry has travelled here.
Oh, you got from Arkenberry then. Yeah, that makes sense based on the descriptions.
Description? Yeah.
What descriptions?
Well, you know, it's fairly common knowledge that there were a bunch who were defending Arkenberry. You must be the traitors to the crown. The throne of the Emperor, yeah?
When that crown has been corrupted and perverted in the way that it has, I don't believe that we are the ones who are the traitors to it.
I don't think
right,
that's...
Right, well, I mean, I'm not the one that makes the rules, but yeah, word of Arkenbury is beginning to spread, and well, news is the knights ain't too happy about that whatsoever. There's a warrant for 10,000 gold pieces, anyone that can bring information or the heads of anyone involved in the defence. So I reckon you's lot are worth about 40k.
10,000 gold pieces just for information on us?
Well, information that will lead to the arrest and inevitable execution of those involved, yeah.
Well, when you said descriptions, do you mean that you recognise us somehow?
Well, that beak in particular. I mean, there's a lot of guys that look a bit like this one, and he looks at Tamron. And, I mean, you're an old guy, so that kind of makes sense. Looking towards Luna, he says, well, I mean, two and two, you know.
Yes. This could be a problem.
Don't worry. I will be writing you out.
How can we... He sort of looks at Alistair like how in the hell do we hide that? And Alistair, can you? I don't want to ask. I know you...
It seems as though I'll have to. I don't know.
Donovan will say, well, I mean, that's your problem really, isn't it? But I'm sure you can throw someone over yourselves. Most people won't go to the Knights anyways, I'd imagine, unless they're desperate and hungry. Oh, wait, that's most people here, yeah.
My goodness.
Well, what? Can you tell me the description you were given that maybe we can change that?
Well, I mean, basically the what crow. You guys look like. There are wanted posters up around the city, you know. I'd imagine the bounty hunters will be after you guys as well. Plenty of mercs looking for good work. It's a good time for a bit of coin if you're willing to sell your sword.
You have knowledge of this group of, what are they, fanatics or revolutionaries?
Well, yeah, I guess I do. I keep my fingers in a couple of pies, if you know what I mean, but I keep out of politics.
Are they organized?
Organized? No. Their problem is they don't got no weapons. Like I say, the gangs control the weapons, and all the gangs want is, chaos and disruption in the city so they can make their money. If you're looking to speak with the revolutionaries, though, the poor side of town is where you'd be looking right there.
If we're to venture out of here, we should all seek disguises.
Yeah, I'd stay out of the Barksdale area, though, as mentioned. That's where the gangs are particularly virulent at the moment. You want to look out for a man named Jasper Wick, which I will spell for you guys here. Jasper and then Wick, as a candlewick with an E on the end.
So, I assume in any uprising like this, or succession, I should say, someone is keeping track of the 100 and who's alive and who isn't. Right. Who would you say has their best ear to the ground of what the current succession looks like? And if we needed to find out specific information about a specific area?
Well, you'd probably have to go to the... Doesn't that sound okay for it? You'd probably have to go to the offices where they keep all that stuff locked up and tight right by the Emperor's throne room. I mean, they got scribes in there who are tracking the 100 and their daily movements, so...
Surely...
That'd be my guess.
Surely someone is attempting to profit on this. A pool, gambling, something along those lines? Not official word, but... Someone, I'm sure people are rooting for their favorites. It's...
He says, so you've heard of the game? Yeah. There's plenty who are playing the game at the moment. You know, gambling's pretty rife and, well, the game's been around for quite a while, but with the particular death in our city at the moment, it's grown like a wildfire. Most people are playing. You could go to the darker sides of town. And Jasper Wick is a man running the game right now.
The game is what exactly?
Of course he is. They're betting on who is going to live and who's going to die.
That's right. You can set stakes at pretty much anything you want. Gold, your house, your life. Plenty of people play the game. Nothing to lose these days.
I have another question. You said that the 100, there were plenty of them here, but... Who arrived first?
He shrugs his shoulders. I don't keep up to date with every single one of the fuckers that come through. I saw some lot from up north were here. Some of them from the Midlands. Then a couple of Marshlands ones came through, but, you know, it's a long travel for them.
The northern ones?
Sure.
Was there anyone in particular you can remember being here quickly?
He says, no, not in particular, mate. I mean, they come from all over.
Renfred said you could assist us with, is there a safe house somewhere where we could figure out what our next move is.
Yeah. You see him kind of straighten up, stiffen a little when you mention Renfred's name. Yeah. I could set you up with something small, I suppose. Unless you know any folks in town that you can stay with, that you can trust.
Alistair looks to Tamrin.
I think we're a little thin on people we can count on at the moment. Something that does make me wonder. I don't mean you no disrespect, and I certainly don't wish to offend you given your hospitality, but why is it that you won't be selling us out for this bounty? What is Renfred to you?
He says, I got more profit from keeping you all alive than selling you out. And besides that, it's not as though the knights are going to give me the reward and give me lands and titles. Now, they'll take me in for a conspirator as well. I mean, I'm a little bit of a wanted man.
Really? What have you gotten yourself into these days?
Well, that would be telling, wouldn't it, my young man?
That would be assuming that any of the charges that would be brought to bear would be true, which I'm sure they're not.
So, you're looking for a safe house?
Yes.
It would seem so.
All right. I can set you up with a little something if you give me an hour or two.
An hour?
You can stay here in the meantime?
Certainly.
Yes.
We appreciate your discretion.
Yeah, he looks towards Luna. Yeah, an hour. You got a problem with that?
He sort of thought, no. I just... This is all very new. An hour, that's impressive.
Well, you can look after Daisy in the meantime. And Daisy's like...
Luna just looks at the dog, like, has no concept of how to look after pets at all.
Yeah, and he says, and just in case any of you is thinking of being real smart and turning me in, you should know that if you're ever in jail, then you will not make it out there alive. I've got a lot of friends in a lot of places. All right, mandatory warning over. We will be fucking friends again. I'm going to go get you a safe house.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your help.
He leaves.
Ari will go over to Tamrin and... just say, so, are you okay?
Fine. We're here, we're going to be safe. We're in a position where we can finally do something.
Right. We are not the only ones in this city, though.
I know. But going to them now, I'm afraid I'd put them in danger. It's been 10 years.
Right.
I can wait a little bit longer if it means keeping them safe.
Right.
So, it seems I'm going to have a problem, but I also have a plan, but as much as I appreciate Donovar's help and what he's been able to do for us so far, I'm not sure if I trust him with... what I'm thinking, the crazy idea that I'm thinking of. My first step would be to talk to this Jasper Wick. We need to discover what the state of Brynlyn is, and whoever is representing them here.
Well, that's something we can find once we start searching around. It's just actually being able to search around is the problem. We need to find one of those wanted posters and find out exactly what people know about us.
I think Donovan was right. What puts us in jeopardy is me. So I will either have to remain hidden while you search, or I can always remove the mask, but I don't know what it will mean for me to be without it, and if having it off for a long period, what that means to being able to put it back on. I've never had it off for more than a few moments.
I think we're about to enter a lot of new territory.
I would agree with you, my friend.
Donovar returns after a brief conversation. Is there anything else you guys would like to talk about before he returns?
No.
Okay. He'll return, unlock the place, and say, all right, come with me. There ain't no tunnel, so we're just going to have to risk it for a bit, okay? It's a 20-minute walk. Shouldn't run into any knights along the way. I know a couple of back alleys we can use.
I put a hood up to try to get as deep underneath of it as I can. I mean, I've still got a white crow mask on, though.
Yeah. So he leads you out. Daisy stays behind. And he leads you out into the streets of Ostwald for the first time. You guys will see a classically medieval city, quite well built up. Certainly the largest place that you guys have ever been in. Einem pales in comparison. The huge bell tower of the city looms above, a constant reminder of the death of the emperor, and its shadow is cast at different parts of the day on different parts of the city. It acts as a giant, like a sundial, essentially. You will see around you peasants walking in the streets, that kind of gritty smell of, manure, dirty people, which is a place just rife for disease to fester in. People throw out their filth into the streets, and it basically runs along the sides of streets. There are horses and carts and carriages. Most people in this area are farmers. They will leave the city of Ostwald to go out to the farms outside and return in the evening. So at this hour, most people are actually out. You will see patrols of knights wearing the yellow and black heraldry of Sir Wenton and formerly Sir Raiden as well. But they do not seem to be in heavy presence in this area. You guys will be using the kind of back alleys to get around here. The architecture is actually like fairly nice for this world that you guys live in. Probably some of the best built houses that you will have seen in the area. It's not built on marshlands, which is great. And most of these houses are actually stone rather than just thatch and wood, which easily burn. So there's a certain amount of wealth which goes with the city, even though the peasants themselves are not rich people by any means. They are owned by, the 100 and indentured service. There's a certain amount of privilege that comes with living in a major city like this. And Donovar will lead you to through the back alleys after about a 20-minute walk. He'll tell you guys that you are roughly in the southeastern section of the city, and will lead you to this brick and mortar house, which is fairly large, big enough to hold the group of you. He lets you in through the front door. Into this musty and pretty dusty old house. There are two layers to it. There's a hearth, a fireplace, a kitchen area, a table, simple wooden table. Upstairs, there are beds for the group of you. It's one common room, and the beds have bunks as well. Closets, a study desk. Donovar will show you that the floorboards open up for storage of, he says, whatever you want to put in here, weapons, bodies, he'll show you to a trapdoor as well. Basic escape system leads into the sewers. Wouldn't recommend going down there though, unless you're in a hurry. He'll show you that the, windows can be used to jump to the next house. He says if there's ever a fire, people trying to bust down the door, you use these windows, jump to the next roof, and try not to break your legs on the fall. So this is the place. Give you guys the keys, you look after it. If you need anything from me, then you know where to find me.
Wonderful. We appreciate your help very much.
This is more than we could have ever imagined. Thank you.
Well, keep a low profile and try not to get into too much trouble.
We'll try our best.
He gives you a slap on the shoulder, which is probably enough to send your body flying if you aren't careful. And Donovar leaves. As he leaves, you hear the murmur of conversation outside, the booming voice of Donovar, and that kind of
Huh? Ah!
Is there a window that we could maybe peer out of?
Yeah, as you look out the window, you see that Donovar is confronting a group of five men who have clubs in their hands, and they've got like nails into the clubs as well. And you'll hear one of them say, "Time to have a little conversation with Mr. Wick, Donovar." And as Donovar punches the guy in the face, drawing blood, a melee begins to ensue. And that is where we're gonna end tonight's episode of Turncloaks, with a street fight ensuing in Ostwald.
Oh, yes. Great.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Well, yeah, unfortunately, that's all we have time for tonight, my friends. But we will, of course, get into it again, same time next week, again on a Monday. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you did, please do let us know. You can tweet to us at TurncloaksPod. You can drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. We'll read one of those out here in a few moments' time. But let's go around to cast and the crew. Did we enjoy ourselves? And can we find you guys online? Something else I need to do, Tosquall?
Nope, just wanted to go first.
Oh, okay. Tosquall.
Yeah, I'm Tosquall. Wow, this was fun and is going to get interesting really quick, because I don't know what Alistair's going to be able to do and not do about his mask. But anyway, you can find me at Tosquall all over the internet. If you look at my Twitter, it has links to everywhere else. And if you do follow me anywhere else, let me know that you came from Turncloaks. Thanks.
Great stuff. Sydney.
Yeah, that was really nice. I feel like the last few episodes have been very stressful, very high stakes. Everything could fall apart very quickly. So it was kind of nice to have like a calm, somewhat calm episode where we're not about to die at every corner. I'm Sydney. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, all of that at Sydneyak. And I'm also the Dungeon Master for Wonder Quest Podcast, which you can follow at Wonder Quest Pod.
Great stuff. Josh?
Yeah, it's always fun watching Absolute Chaos erupt the second year. We had somewhere nice and secure and safe for like a good 20 seconds there. So yeah. that was fun. You can find me on Encounter Roleplay doing Encounter Roleplay things. And that's me.
Joseph.
Oh, another good one. It's I agree. It's completely nice to have a nice kind of relaxing episode and feel safe for even just a little bit of time, and then find out, oh crap, there's a street fight going on right outside the door. It'll be interesting to see where we go with this. But I'm Joseph. You can find me on Twitter at JosephIsNotFast.
Great stuff. As for myself, you can find me either at TurncloaksPod or at EncounterRP. You can search an Encounter Roleplay. You'll find it's pretty much anywhere. I'm going to read out one of your wonderful 5-star reviews. It's from BonStar007. The review reads, "Fan-fucking-tastic. Actual play 5e, described as low fantasy, only several episodes posted so far, but very good. Emotional storytelling by DM and players. Brutal, harsh, and deliciously depressing. Listen to both character intro episodes. If you like it, you'll love it. Not much actual dice rolling yet, but awesome collaboration and story and world building. Keep it coming." Well, we will, my friend. We will keep it coming every week towards you guys. If you guys want to drop us a 5-star review, then please do, my friends. We'd love to read them out every single week. So, other than that, guys, we'll see you guys same time next week. Until then, try not to roll too many net ones. We want to be here laughing when you do. Good night!